Children in South Sudan, Africa's newest nation, also a country where conflict has driven huge numbers of people from their homes, creating one of the world's most severe displacement crises. I'm Daniel Dickinson, and in this edition of The Lid Is On, I report from the South Sudanese capital, Juba, from inside a camp set up by the United Nations to provide sanctuary to a small proportion of the almost 4 million people who have fled villages and towns across the country in fear of their lives. In UN speak, this camp is a protection of civilians, or POC site.
When the violence broke out in 2013, the civil population, who felt that their lives were in imminent danger, ran into UNMISS compounds. We have to make sure that POC sites are kept completely apolitical and that the mission has zero tolerance to politicization and militarization of the POC sites. They are for civilians, they are not for combatants.
I'm in what's known as POC 3 in Juba, one of six locations across the country where the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, has established camps for displaced people. UNMISS is one of 15 UN peacekeeping operations around the world. Eight are in Africa. South Sudan is the only peacekeeping mission which provides a sanctuary for people in this way. It's a key part of its mandate to protect civilians and build a durable peace. Currently, around 210,000 people shelter in the UNMISS POC sites, creating mini towns and cities surrounded by barbed wire fences where the residents live under the watchful gaze of UN peacekeeping troops and police officers. And like any small town, crime in these camps can be a problem. Today, I'm joining a surprise search for illegal weapons and other contraband in POC 3, adjacent to the main UN base in Juba.
Sierra 9.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Salam alaikum.
Tamam? Yeah, we are just on poll. We are doing search operation. Can we come in, please? Okay, thank you. Please.
Cynthia Anderson is an officer from Ghana who's serving in the UN police force, or UNPOL.
We are doing search operations here, and we are just making sure that the POC camp maintains its civilian nature. We are looking for weapons or implements or anything that will endanger the security of the people of the POC. You know, one of the key UNMISS mandate is protection of civilians. So we want to make sure that the civilians here are protected.
She's leading five police officers from Nepal and Rwanda, one of around 20 teams involved in the surprise search operation. Shelters made of white plastic sheeting, bearing the logos of various international donors, are wedged alongside each other in careful rows. The search teams work their way methodically through each shelter. It's perhaps a thankless task, but it's a critical part of keeping civilians here safe.
Who has the torchlight, please? Yes, start from here.
The police officers wearing the blue helmet of the UN search through the meagre possessions in this rudimentary earth-floored shelter. They carefully turn over mattresses and gently sift through the contents of small battered cases, which were no doubt grabbed at the last minute as this family of five fled their home in fear of their lives.
That's okay, it's cleared, so we can go out now.
The operation has been very, very successful. You see, from time to time, we carry on this search operation in order to make sure that the POC site maintains its civilian nature, and also to make sure that the people over here are safe. So in all, it has been very, very successful.
And how has the interaction been between you and your team and the residents here?
It's been very, very marvelous, because before we embarked on this search operation, I briefed my team. I told them what we are going to look out for, and then they've understood me, so there is this cooperation. And also, before we enter a shelter, first of all, we greet the people to strike this kind of courtesy. So they've been very, very cooperative. even though we have some few instances where they sort of wouldn't agree with us, but in all, it's been okay, yeah.
I've been watching your style. I really like the way that you approach all the households. Do you think it helps that you're a woman?
Yes, I think so, because, you know, majority of these people here are females, and they have some kind of trust when it is the search is being conducted by female police advisors or OMPO. So it kind of gives them some sort of confidence and a sense of security. Yes, they feel free to interact with us, so it helps a lot.
The inspections are generally welcome, not least as most people live here because they want to lead a peaceful and secure life away from the fighting and the deprivation that causes.
The research is okay for the people in order they can be secure, and you can continue to do this assignment. You can search any unnecessary equipment that can harm the people. I mean, it is good, by the way. I'm happy for what you're doing.
I'm thinking maybe I want peace. Yes.
It's a very good work for UN police services. So we will protect us for everything. So we are glad for him.
The camp community chairperson is Banglul Gwe.
Yeah, this such operation is good because it will improve the life of the community in the camp here, because there is some element who can disturb people.
Do people feel reassured when UNPOL comes round?
Yeah, they feel happy because they see the UNPOL, it is a protecting the family.
And what do you say to those people who bring the weapons in?
Yeah, for those people who bring in this weapon, we don't know them, but I can tell them not to bring this material inside this camp, because it is a protecting site that only comprise the unarmed civilians who are here, living here. I can advise them not to bring them.
And how does it destabilize the camp when you have guns and ammunition here?
Yeah, if you have a gun here, it can destabilize the camp, because if two people can quarrel, maybe they can fire this gun to each other. We don't like this to happen in this camp.
But not everyone is happy about the searches, at least not those people who have something to hide. In a nearby section of the camp, a locked safe is found, and that has raised suspicions.
We can't leave it here. Because
you leave it for me.
No, if we leave it here,
yes,
and someone comes with the key...
No, we will not take it. We will not take it.
But we can't.
No,
what we're going to do is we're going to keep it in UNPOL office.
Reno Elviso Abrahams is a police officer from South Africa.
During the search, we come upon the safe. And normally in the past, we found some firearms in the safes. So that's why we're going to confiscate it until the owner brings the key. As soon as we make contact with us, we will bring the safe back to him. He can open it. If there's nothing illegal in the safe, we will hand the safe back to him. That will be the procedure.
The man you were speaking to, he wasn't too pleased that it was going to be taken away.
Yes, of course, but that is just a procedure because we can't leave it here. If there's something illegal inside here, he can remove it and he can call us.
There are a lot of people skills involved in this job, aren't there?
Of course, yes, definitely.
How did you negotiate with him?
In the beginning, it was, like you see, it's always a problem to explain to them the reason why we have to take it. But at the end of the day, that is a procedure and they have to go with it. And we can do nothing about it.
How tough do you find this job?
Back at home, it's also part of our daily work. So, yeah, it's part of our work, so we don't find it actually difficult. And it's for the safety of them themselves and for the kids.
It's later discovered that the safe contains forged banknotes, but it's unclear how they got there and what they'll be used for. Sam Muhumuri is the chief of the UNMISS section, which works with humanitarian partners on POC issues. He explains why the camps were originally set up.
When the violence broke out in 2013, the civil population, who felt that their lives were in imminent danger, ran into UNMISS compounds in several places, in Juba, in Bor, in Malakal, and in Bentiu. The mission had to accept them in, and then eventually had to set up the sites where they would be offered protection. Just to emphasize that here we are talking about protection for civilians, not for the combatants.
Can you describe what these POC sites are like?
POC sites are camps where people stay. They are basically areas where those communities are living, and we are offering protection to them. I think the living conditions are tough for most of the areas or the population are living in South Sudan, and I don't think POC sites are an exception. However, both the mission and humanitarian partners are doing their best to ensure that the population that lives in there has access to basic services, education, health, water, food, but of course within the constraints that face the country.
And how are these people actually physically protected? What does UNMISS do for them?
UNMISS offers physical protection around the POC sites, where we have our troops that not only do perimeter fence protection, but also ensure that the areas around the POC sites are kept safe. And this includes engagement with the local authorities as well as engagement with the population around. But also inside the sites, our UN police ensure that there is law and order within the POC sites, and this includes doing community policing, doing searches for any weapons and unwanted material, but also engagement with the voluntary community watch groups that are composed of the IDPs as well as the community leaders that are selected by the IDPs to ensure peace and harmony in the POC sites.
So what are the main security challenges in these sites? I mean, they're pretty much small towns. In fact, Bentiu, up in the north of the country, is called the second largest town in South Sudan with its 115,000 inhabitants.
Any community or any small town that you would find anywhere in the world, you will have some level of criminality. So yes, that's one of the challenges that we are having. After 4 years of people being in a constrained environment, and you have majority of them who are youth, yeah, certainly some of them have engaged in some level of criminality. Of course, being what they are, we also have people in the POC sites who have, from time to time, have had intentions of political agitation. But we have to make sure that POC sites are kept completely apolitical, and that the mission has zero tolerance to politicization and militarization of the POC sites. They are for civilians, they are not for combatants. So for anybody who is engaged in military or political activities in the POC sites, they are quickly identified and they are expelled from the sites because they pose a danger to a vast majority of the population, the civil population that needs protection.
Now, the people who live here presumably don't want to stay indefinitely. They want to go home. Is that happening?
Yeah, ultimately, POC sites are meant to be temporary in nature. They are supposed to, once the environment outside is better, people would want to leave. There are some areas where there is some relative peace and stability. The question of whether that relative peace and stability will be permanent, I'm not sure about that. But where those opportunities exist, it's very important that people take up those opportunities and return. And at the moment, yes, there are areas where people have been returning to, and both the mission, humanitarian partners, will always identify and nurture those opportunities to help people return. The key important aspect to underscore here is that any returns have to be voluntary, have to be safe and dignified.
And of course, if more people went home, UNMISS, the UN peacekeeping mission, would need to spend fewer resources in terms of personnel. The UNPOL officers who do these inspections, and the military officers, the peacekeepers who patrol around the camps, they wouldn't be needed as much, and they could be deployed elsewhere.
Yes, that is very correct. Right now, the mission is spending a significant amount of its resources to manage the POC sites and to offer protection there. But let's also remember that much as we are protecting slightly over 200,000 people in the POC sites, we also have 1.9 million people that are displaced in other places in the country. So it's very important that the mission, to the extent possible, also extends its protection services, including confidence building, to communities where people are displaced, but also to areas where people are not displaced but would want to have confidence of security. So going forward, the mission will always be looking for solutions and options on how we can extend our protection services and our confidence building support to areas outside of the POC sites where, frankly, a majority of the population lives.
The 3-hour search operation is almost over, and an assessment is being made of the confiscated items. They include machetes, knives, uniforms, and illegally brewed alcohol. Significantly, neither firearms nor ammunition were recovered. Joachim Bergstrom, who is seconded to UNMISS from the Norwegian police force, is the UNPOL ground commander for the operation.
This is what we have confiscated in the search today in POC 3. A lot of uniforms, as you see, some ID cards and some machetes and some tools, and a safe. We also confiscated or found some homemade alcohol, but it was destroyed inside the POC. This is a Sudan uniform. The darker one at the bottom, that's SPLA-IO uniform. These uniforms, the green ones here, SPLA uniforms. The blue ones next to them, SSNPS police uniforms. If I can go on the other side. This one is a correction officer's uniform. Also the one next to it.
And what is significant about the ID cards?
The ID cards can identify the cardholders inside as active or former officers in the SPLA or other movements, SPLA-IO. The reason for doing the search is to keep the civilian nature of the POC. We did not find any firearms or ammunition, and that's a good thing. We find machetes and knives. They could be used for other reasons than for threatening or attacking people, but these are prohibited items within the POC, so that's why they are confiscated.
And how would you assess this morning's search? How successful was it?
Yeah, I'd say it was a successful search. We searched about 1/4 of the POC tree. You're entering people's home, so we need to conduct in a respectful manner. And I have heard no complaints today.
Why is it so important to do these searches?
To maintain a civilian nature inside the POCs, to keep law and order, just state our presence every now and then. They understand why we do these searches. And also for their safety, and they understand that. They're not interested in having active members of the IO or political activities inside the POC. But this is also to show our counterparts on the outside, the SSNPS, SPLA, that we take our responsibility serious. We are not taking sides in the struggle.
And what will happen to the people from whom you took these items?
The assessment team was a part of the search, and they have spoken to many of the people. Not all the people who own or live in the shelters where these items were found was present when we searched. So it's not uncommon for us to find things in a shelter that nobody knows or lives in. But the ones who has these items and were present, they were interviewed by the assessment team. As long as there's no firearms, ammunition, or magazines found, they won't be apprehended. They can still live inside the POC. Could be a perfectly good explanation for them having these kind of uniforms, even though they're not allowed to.
And you say that this builds confidence amongst the residents. Can you give me a little bit more detail about that?
they know our mandate, they know what we're supposed to do, and now they see we're doing it. We are upholding the laws or rules.
The absence of guns in today's search suggests that the police operations are working, that UNMISS is doing its job and is getting closer to maintaining a weapons-free environment. Indeed, the number found has been declining. The camps are a key element of UNMISS's mandate to provide a protective environment for civilians. Overwhelmingly, the residents here do want to go home, but it has to be safe and away from the small pockets of fighting which continues in various parts of the country. And they'll want to be sure that the services provided inside the camp, food, health, education, are available back home. Otherwise, many would not see the benefit of leaving the POC. Now the mission is working with humanitarian partners and local authorities to create those conditions for people to return home and hopefully resume a normal and productive life. I'm Daniel Dickinson, reporting from South Sudan, and you've been listening to The Lid Is On, a podcast series from UN News.